If you leave the water running while you brush your teeth, you better watch out for my next guest. Her passion for water conservation has spurred her into action, action that saved an estimated 1.5 trillion gallons of water. Veronica Bledy is chief of the EPA's Water Sense program and recipient of industry's Water Star Award, and she joins me now with more on all of this. Ms. Bledy, great to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us about the Water Sense program. What is it, and how does it find its way out into industry?
So the Water Sense program is a voluntary partnership program that's managed by the Environmental Protection Agency. And we're basically just trying to help people save water in simple ways. We primarily do that through the labeled products that we have that you can find on your store shelves. And if you put those products in, you can save water. But we also have lots of tips for people to use.
I mean, the country got rid of the 5-gallon flush toilet quite a number of years ago, although some people cling to them. You know, they'll take them out of my bathroom through my cold, dead fingers.
Right.
But I didn't realize that it's similar to the program on electricity consumption is also on the plumbing side.
Right. So the Energy Star program is a sister program here at EPA that is also managed by the DOE. And so in the 2003 timeframe, we had a lot of people came to us and said, you know, we are seeing like the need for water efficiency across the country. And we really see a need for a program that's like Energy Star, but that's focused on water using products. So they asked the agency to develop this program, and that's what we did. We developed the WaterSense program that began in 2006.
Now, there's a little bit of difference here. Let's returning to the toilet idea. There is a federal standard, I believe, correct, that for how many gallons a unit can use
per
flush.
Correct.
And so it's possible for manufacturers to get below that limit.
Right. The national standard for toilets specifically is 1.6 gallons per flush. You know, when that standard came into place, it moved pretty rapidly, and some of those new early toilets didn't work as well. So there was a lot of concern about performance. So when we started the program, we knew there were about 22 toilets out there that used less water than 1.6 gallons. And so we developed our specification, which uses 1.28, and now we've got more than 2,700 toilets that meet that that criteria. So those toilets work. They work well, and people like them.
I guess that's an amazing economy. I guess it's an amazing economy that can produce that many models of something so prosaic.
Yes, yes, it is. That's America for you.
And what else does this apply to? What are the types of things where you find the most potential for water savings occur?
There's a lot of potential everywhere, indoors and outdoors. For our program, when we develop our criteria for products, we're looking to save at least 20% water over what is the typical standard or national practice. So there's lots of opportunities through the use of more efficient products. We've got labeled shower heads. We have labeled irrigation controllers to help people manage their irrigation controller system outdoors. We also encourage people to get those Energy Star qualified dishwashers and clothes washers because those will also help you save water.
I imagine the real potential, though, is in commercial settings, say stadiums and large office buildings where you have hundreds of running water appliances.
Right. And we also have criteria for products that are used in the commercial sector, so the toilets that you see in the commercial buildings. We also have a lot of technical assistance. So we have the products that we have, but we also have the guidance that we put out. So we're really working hard to provide a lot of guidance to the commercial sector. To get them to start tracking their water use and taking action to be more efficient.
And what kind of technical resources do you use to establish, say, a standard for something like a faucet? Because, you know, some appliances, well, there's 42 plates in here and they've all got to be washed. A faucet is on or off, and if the water flow gets too low, people just run it 10 times as long. So how does that work?
Yeah, and that's important because we want to make sure that the performance of the product is really beneficial. We don't want a product that people don't want to use or that will force people to maybe run the faucet longer. So we do put a lot of effort into identifying the performance criteria. And we do that, we work with experts. So we work a lot with existing standards committees. We work with people in the plumbing industry. We work with people in the utility industry. And we all work collaboratively to really come up with the criteria that are going to work and save water and also perform well.
I guess the nozzle becomes an important factor in this whole effort.
The nozzle, especially for shower heads, the nozzle becomes important. And we did a lot of research on our shower head specification to really figure out what it was about shower heads that people liked and didn't like. And once we kind of had a better understanding of that, we were able to develop that specification that would really get at the attributes that people liked and weed out those products that wouldn't meet those attributes.
We're speaking with Veronica Bledy, chief of the EPA's Water Sense program and recipient of its Water Star Award. Tell us about the award.
So actually, the award wasn't actually from EPA. The award was actually from the Alliance for Water Efficiency, which is a nonprofit association that really represents the interests of people from across the country in different sectors who are really committed and passionate about water efficiency. So this is a special award that they bestow upon a person once a year during an award ceremony to really recognize those people that they call the unsung heroes of water conservation. So I was quite surprised and honored to receive the award this year.
And is the trophy in chrome, bronze, or brass finish?
It is not. No. Unlike some of the products that we label, it's actually just made of glass. So it's a glass, nice glass award that I'll proudly put on my desk here at the EPA.
And how did you come to become so passionate about this idea of water conservation?
Well, I grew up in the Southwest, so certainly I grew up in a dry environment, so I knew the importance of water. And I've worked in water since I really got out of college in different positions. And so I came to EPA in 1997, worked in some other programs, and came to WaterSense in 2009. And it was the perfect marriage for me of being able to get people to use water more efficiently, to be able to talk to people, to be very collaborative with a network of partners that we have. So it's really a great job for me to have here at the agency.
And besides developing the technical standards, you've also done quite a bit of outreach on this in social media and in webinars. Tell us about some of those efforts.
Well, we do a lot of webinars for our partners. We also have a number of consumer campaigns because we're not only trying to get folks to buy the products and put those in their homes, but we really want them to start thinking about how they use water, being thoughtful about it, and looking for opportunities to save. So we do have a number of consumer campaigns, and our biggest one, which hopefully some people have heard about who are listening today, is our Fix a Leak Week campaign, which we run in the third week of March every year. And that's the one where we really try and encourage people to get out there and look for leaks, because we estimate that there's probably more than a trillion gallons of water wasted every year through just simple leaks that people could fix in their households. Running toilets, dripping faucets, they don't look like much, but they really add up over time.
What do you think the long-term prospects are for using gray water in some way to save fresh potable water where it's not really needed?
I think gray water is a very interesting area that's emerging, and I think there's some work that still needs to be done on it to make sure that people are comfortable with it, to make sure those systems are operated properly. There's probably a lot of opportunity, especially in the commercial sector, to maybe take some of that water that's used in just washing, and then recycle that water and use it for toilet flushing or for irrigation. So gray water, it's sort of expensive sometimes, but I think it's an emerging technology that we will be looking at in the future.
Do you wash your car in the driveway?
I don't actually have a car, so I don't need to wash it. And I know there are a lot of people that wash their cars in the driveway, and we know that that can also be done more efficiently. Certainly not running the hose the whole time using a bucket and a rag, but often you can go to many of the car washes now are really very efficient, and so they recycle their water, and you can actually use less water going through a car wash than doing it in your driveway.
I guess it takes a lot less water to wash a bicycle, too.
Correct. Again, it's all about not leaving that hose running.
All right. Veronica Bledy is chief of the EPA's WaterSense program and recipient of industry's Water Star Award. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Tom. If I can just make one more point.
Yes.
I think that, with the droughts that we've been seeing around the country, we're seeing awareness increase about the need to save water. And certainly with climate change and stresses that we see with increased drought and water shortages, there really is a need for everybody to look about how they're using water and try and be more efficient. And we really hope that the WaterSense program can help them and guide them in how they can do that efficiently.
All right. Second the motion. We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive, where you can also find more information on the program and the award.